Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
The episode we hear about today took place after the disciples returned from their mission. They had been proclaiming the kingdom of God in other places, and upon their return, they told the Lord about the fruit of what they had done. And Jesus praised the Father because of that. First, notice the joy of Christ. It's a joy that would come out in a special way when he saw his kingdom extending to more people and bearing fruit. But he was constantly in joy because he lived in the Father's love. And he went on to say that he had come to give us access to that relationship with the Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. That means that Jesus was opening the door to that relationship to each one of us. Now, the door is open, but that doesn't mean it's easy to enter in. You need a childlike heart. Jesus said that the wise and the learned have a hard time receiving this joy. Maybe it's because they are used to looking at things through the lenses of suspicion. They don't have a trusting heart. The love that God offers us is free, and it's so good. But precisely to those whose primary interpretive key is suspicion and distrust, this can be very difficult to receive. Their distrust could also arise from the sense that they are more accomplished than others, and they have a reputation to defend. Or they may exclude themselves from the message of Christ because they don't want that dependency on God. They would rather trust in their own resources. Finally, Jesus said that many generations of kings and prophets had longed to see what they saw and couldn't see it. It was a way of helping his disciples gain perspective on the privilege they had of walking with the Son of God. Because when a grace is too close to us, we may not realize how exceedingly great it is. At times, it's only in hindsight, with the distance of time, that we get to see it in the right proportion. So, what do you see at the root of the joy of Christ? Are you ready to accept his invitation to enter his relationship with the Father? Or is there anything holding you back from accepting that invitation? Could you be missing out on joy because of lack of perspective on your blessings?